Hi, and welcome to Revelation Within on the Go. I'm Heidi Bylsma-Epperson, one of your hosts, and the owner and lead coach of the Revelation Within Ministry.
And I'm Christina Motley, your other host, also a Revelation Within coach, and Heidi's partner in all things Revelation Within. We are so happy to invite you to this very special episode of Revelation Within on the Go!
And I'm excited today because we are welcoming one of our Revelation Within participants, Tim King. He's so much more than that, y'all. Hi, Tim. Welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
We are so, so glad that you're joining us today, Tim. Yes. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes. Well, Tim has just been such a joy to get to know. In fact, he and his wife, Joy, visited California on their way to Arizona and then went via Colorado back home up to Canada. Just a few weeks back, Christine and I both got the joy of meeting he and his lovely wife, Joy. So it's kind of cool. He's become a really good friend and a big encouragement. So we wanted to share him with our podcast listeners a little bit. Tim, let's just dive in. What do you say?
Yes. All for it.
He's ready.
Well, okay. So take us back maybe to that time and place. How did you come to know the Lord, Tim?
Well, I was very fortunate to be brought up in a very God-fearing home. Mm-hmm. My dad actually, at the time I was born and for my first 13 years, was a lay pastor in a church in Dawson City, Yukon.
Oh,
and our home always had Jesus represented in it.
Awesome.
And very strong Bible background.
Yeah.
So from a very early age, I was taught the scriptures and the relevance that they had in our lives.
Awesome.
At somewhere around the age of seven, between seven and nine, at the exact date I don't remember, but at a Bible conference, I accepted the Lord as my Savior.
Oh, awesome.
And there wasn't any time in my life where, even prior to that, but where the Lord Jesus didn't play an important role in my life. And I'm very fortunate to be able to say that in spite of a fairly traumatic childhood, there was never any point in my life where I displayed any degree of rebellion or disregard for the Lord. So my walk with Jesus was fairly consistent right from that time on. And
amazing.
From a knowledge perspective, I always had a very sound understanding of the Word of God and who Jesus was and how he had, what he had done for me. So that is a privilege. When I listen to other people that share their stories, I say, doesn't matter that there was some trauma in my childhood. The fact that I've known Jesus most of my life, or really all my life, and always loved him is absolutely fantastic.
Yay.
Oh, wow. That is absolutely fantastic.
It is. It really is. Thank you for sharing that.
So as you grew up, as you became an adult and ended up having a family and everything, how did your relationship with the Lord change and grow?
My relationship with the Lord has always been, or at least till recently, has been always one of knowledge and commitment. Discipline is something that has been a part of my life. I've been able to develop habits that created, I almost have to call them systems in my life that allowed me to, for the most part, have consistent daily times in the Word. Mm-hmm. And at that time, what I called prayer. Mm-hmm. And it just always have been involved in a church where I had some kind of a role as a leader. And I grew, even though it was a knowledge-based understanding of the Word of God, I grew in my faith. Mm-hmm. And actually just recently took a gift survey, one of those things you can fill in questions, and the strongest gift, ironically, was faith. It was actually the only gift that I scored perfect in.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
But that was based on the Word of God and just taking it to be that. And that's it created constant growth.
Yeah, wow. Well, I can totally believe the short time I've gotten to know you, I totally believe that you've got the spiritual gift of faith.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
No question in my mind either.
In fact, Tim is one of those wonderful men who instills faith in me, you know, in the Lord, of course. But as I interact with him and see what God's doing in his life, my faith totally is ignited where it's needed to be. Anyway, so that's very cool. Definitely. Thank you for sharing that. So I have to just wonder, what on earth did you join Mind Renewal 101 for? And how did you land with us? How did you get here? And then what made you take that class with all the Bible background you had, with all of the growth in Christ you'd already had? I mean, it's an astounding thought to me.
It is in some ways, and yet it was so God directed that I constantly marvel at it. I've been on the sidelines through my wife Joy with Thin Within for a long, long time. It's one of I don't know how far it goes back, but it goes back to at least the beginning of Heidi, if not before Heidi was involved in it. So Joy.
That's 25 years ago.
Yeah, it is a long time.
Wow.
And so I've kind of been on the sidelines, and I've knew it more as Thin Within, and the patterns of for eating and things, the weight loss. And so when Joy was listening to different podcasts and things, when you changed the name from Thin Within to Revelation Within, and the transformation kind of caught my attention, because I felt like you were making an absolutely phenomenal switch. Like the idea that
Yay.
Nothing in our lives changes without transformation, and that it started with revelation, which came from mind renewal, from a knowledge perspective, really tweaked my interest.
Ooh.
And actually the first time that I went through Mind Renewal 101 was kind of in the background of Joy doing it. And I did it more or less just to support her, not knowing at all what the ramifications for that would be. And as I said, it was a God-appointed thing, because it has literally changed my life.
Wow. Now, you said the first time. How many times have you actually been through it?
I'm doing it with a group right now. We're just coming to the conclusion of it. And that is really my third time through it.
Yeah.
Wow. Fantastic.
I love it.
And we have loved having you in there every single time.
Yes. Now, for the listener, Tim is unique in that he's the only one in our community with a Y chromosome right now.
We're going to change that.
So you mentioned mind renewal, Tim. So I'm so eager to hear, how has the renewing of the mind been important to your journey? What does it look like? How has it changed your life? What does it look like in your daily life?
Okay, well, I'm going to go back to probably the second time I was going through Mind Renewal 101, because I think that was a transforming period in my life. And it seems like it's been, like when I look back at it and start trying to put dates to it, it seems like it can't just be a few months. And yet the real change started in October of 2023. I, in the process of going through Mind Renewal 101, one of my favorite tools has become the scriptural, the scripture word focus. And
yes,
it just changed the way that I viewed scriptures that I know by heart, that I can memorize, that I've memorized, because mm-hmm. when you start to break them down and by phrases and say, well, where did that come from? Who's involved? Who is saying this? And mm-hmm. what does that mean? And then even more so when you personalize it and said, that's speaking directly to me, and you use little parts of verses, even let alone whole verses, as opposed mm-hmm. to just reading it as a whole passage. It started to change the way that I viewed scripture, and the things started to come alive, and I began to personalize scriptures. Probably the most significant point in my most recent walk with Christ came on an October morning. Sorry if I tear up here a little bit.
No, that's fine.
I was having my normal devotions, and because I know the Word of God and I know what He's done for me, it was I very often would express my love for God, and mm-hmm. I was praying as I knew to pray at that point, where it was just kind of me talking to God and saying things and asking things and whatnot. But I expressed the thought that I love you, Father. And everything changed.
Because
in the stillness, my Father said back to me, you know that I love you. And my emotions, my world just exploded. It just, I know that the Word of God has spoken to me in the past. I know that I can hear from the Holy Spirit, and we've made major decisions based on His leading. Mm-hmm. But I have never experienced hearing God say that He loved me. And what happened in over the next few days, and the thing is, that's why it just seems like it can't be just a few months, because what happened is a total transformation, because what was all head knowledge, everything it made sense, so it was factual, and I believed it, and therefore I had faith to act upon it. But I had never experienced anything from my heart before. And hearing God say that He loved me changed all of that. Everything that I knew in my head all of a sudden came from my heart. So as you can imagine, if you've only had a knowledge-based relationship with a person, mm-hmm. let mm-hmm. alone with the Creator of the universe, how transforming it would be to all of the sudden have all of the emotions and all of the feelings that come along with our heart involved in that. And that has literally changed my relationship with the Lord and my love for the Lord, because now instead of just being a head thing that I say, well, Lord, I love you, it's a heartfelt thing. And it literally, just in a few months, then not like I have been a down and out renegade or sinner or anything, but all of us have sin in our lives. Over the next month or so, my life got so cleaned up. My thought life, my actions, my motivations, my love for other people was changed. Because I was expressing myself from my heart. And as Christine and Heidi can probably testify to, I am more on the emotional side than I'm on the knowledge side. So to have that change, and all of a sudden my relationship with God be heartfelt instead of head knowing, it just changed my world.
Wow. Well, and so wow. many people say, oh, I know it in my head. I just need it to get yes. to my heart. And what I hear you saying is that is exactly what's happened with you, is after years of head knowledge, it's connecting to your heart now.
Yes.
And it, wow, now, Tim.
So the next part of your question, Heidi, about how mind renewal has affected my life. Well, as you're both aware, there's many tools that you use within Revelation Within mm-hmm. that have different angles. But I've started to use a lot of those tools on a daily mm-hmm. basis, if not sometimes an hourly basis, to in my communication with the Lord, and with applying it to specific areas of my life. So another thing that, in terms of the tools that really affected me, was the who I am in Christ. Because I've had issues with self-acceptance and just believing that I'm worth anything. But when you start to constantly look at things like that, I'm a child of God, I'm a joint heir with Christ, like that in itself, like I'm a joint heir with Christ. There's a passage in Ephesians that tells us that God loves me, God loves us as much as he loves his son, Jesus.
That's amazing.
When you start to look at those kinds of things constantly, it just, how can you criticize yourself? How can you put yourself down? Right. When the creator of the universe is saying that you're wonderful, that you're created in my image, that that I have great things for you. And I guess that's coming from a knowledge-based and a faith-based background, it's easy for me to take those things and to change my actions and my attitude relatively quickly, because if that's the way it is, then that's what I should act like.
Wow. That is just, oh my goodness.
Tim, would you mind, I don't know how you feel about this, but would you mind sharing with the listeners how old you are or what season of life you're in, whichever you're comfortable with?
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with either. I will turn 73 years this year, in a few weeks. And I retired 2.5 months ago. And actually, that, thank you for bringing that up, Heidi, because that was one of the hardest things, retiring, giving up my business to somebody else. It was one of the reasons that God brought you guys into my life, I'm sure, because I'm not sure without Revelation Within and mind renewal that I would have been able to surrender the control, because one of my biggest issues that the Lord had to deal with me in was being a control freak. I controlled my business. My favorite expression was, if it's going to be, it's up to me. And that included me over God. That included me over God. Now, I didn't see that until I started to think about retiring. And then became very apparent that with my current state of mind, there was no way that I was going to surrender my business over to somebody else and hope that they could run it even close to the way I ran it. Going back probably in August, one of the things that the Holy Spirit started to speak to me about was the fact that in my retirement, my business would do better than it ever did while I was running it. Now, if you're very controlling, and that's kind of hard to hear, because basically, if something needed to get done, I got in there and did it, no matter how hard it was or long it took. So throughout the fall, I began to work with God using mind renewal tools to begin the process of surrender. Although I view the pinnacle of that surrender being my business, there were all kinds of other areas in my life that it incorporated and brought into focus.
Mm-hmm.
I had made a decision to retire in December, and I basically, in talking to the fellow that is now running my business, I had told him that and he is a Christian, that I felt that I was surrendering the business not over to him, but over to God.
Mm-hmm.
Because God said that if I allow him to control my business, it will do amazing things, that he would make it a testimony.
Mm.
In January, we had a rush of work come into the business. And in my mind, I felt like, well, he needs me to come back and help him. and I was one day away from going back to work when the Holy Spirit very directly said to me, do you really think that you can run your business better than I do? Because if you go back to work, you're giving up what I promised you.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And that's the point. Like, I had retired in December, but it was really in the first week or two of January that I surrendered the control of my business and my life. Because as I say, there are so many other things that come into play. It was the whole process of realizing and using tools like Look and Learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's become one of my favorite tools. Look what you're doing, or look what's happening, and now what can you do about that to change it?
Mm-hmm.
And another one that I really like is I love. I love that God has the patience to take me and show me that he has better things for me, and that I need to surrender my will to him. So
I love that you're referring to some of those mind renewal tools so specifically. It sounds like they've just really seeped deeply into you. And I recognize too, of course, that you've also taken the mind renewal power tool course. And so you've gotten real savvy with those tools. I think you could rattle them off better than I can.
I would like to share.
Yeah.
And this doesn't fit at all in, but I'd like to share I love that I did this morning.
Okay.
That made a real impact. I was just thinking about some of the things I love, and I love little children. I love babies. And how it went is, Father, I love looking into the face of a child and having them look back at me with eyes that say that I'm everything to them, or that I'm smile that comes from them. And then my thought was, Father, I want to be that child looking into your eyes. And have you look at me the way I'm looking at that child. I want that to be me, Father.
Oh, beautiful.
So, yes, mind renewal tools are becoming a very important part of my life.
Wow, Tim.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that, Tim. That is so beautiful and so encouraging.
Well, and recently you have shared with us a little bit about how mind renewal has been shifting some things in relationships that you're in. Would you mind sharing some of that?
I'll share one specifically, and I'm sure at some point very soon my daughter will hear this. So, but hopefully it excites her as much as it excites me, because I have a great relationship with my daughter. So I don't want to make it sound like at all I don't. I do have a great relationship, but our personalities and the direction we think we're going sometimes causes us to have conflict. And in my relationship with her a few months ago, there was an incident where she said something and I reacted to that, and it escalated. And at that point, I decided I would take the Look and Learn and begin to, well, in that situation, I just wanted to look at how the conversation had gone and learn from it, see what I could gain that I might be able to grow with. And what happened is that I began to see how I was reacting out of my own insecurities and things that were causing me to become defensive rather than to try and understand. Learning from that, what I realized is that rather than reacting and becoming defensive and striking back, what I really should be doing is listening and trying to understand what she's saying to me, and because then the outcome of the conversation would be totally different. My perspective still might not be the same as hers, but in listening to her, instead of immediately trying to get in what I wanted to say, the whole incident would go totally different. And so in the next few interactions that I had with her, I tried to apply some of those principles. Then in my quiet time the other morning, I was thinking about the power tools, the renewal, mind renewal tools, and thinking, well, we often use them as a reactive tool. So we've gone through a situation and now we're coming and evaluating that from the back end and saying, well, I'm looking at this. What could I have done? What could I have? But I thought, what if I started to use the tools, the what if tool, the look and learn tool, but instead of being a look and learn tool, look and plan tool. And so being proactive and saying, okay, the next time any this kind of conversation we become involved in, what steps can I take that will make this the outcome totally different? So it basically the whole process that I came through with that in that relationship and can now apply to other relationships, whether it be in my although I'm retired from my business, I'm still involved with a lot of the people in it. So how can I better communicate with them by using mind renewal tools and actually going in that conversation with a plan as to how this conversation is going to go, instead of looking at it afterwards and saying, well, how could that have gone? So my relationship with my daughter is, at least from my perspective, and hopefully when she hears this, she'll understand it, but is becoming so much better.
Oh, yay.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's amazing.
And that can be used in any relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Now, I want to step back for a minute because there's one thing that in talking about how my interaction with Revelation came about, there's something that I missed there. My wife and I have an absolutely incredible relationship. We've got great intimacy. We've got we communicate very well. And I was talking to my brother just the other day because at my 40th wedding anniversary, I had said that we don't fight. As far as I could remember, I could only remember one argument that got heated. And so I've got a fantastic relationship with her, and where my search, my desire for intimacy with God began is about a year and a half ago. This was coming to terms with me, and I began to say to the Lord, why can't I have a relationship with you that's as good as the relationship with that I have with my wife? So I was jealous of my relationship with him because of my relationship with her. And that's what started this whole process. So that's the first piece in the whole mind renewal process.
So where do you think you are now with that, your relationship with God? I think I can guess.
It gets better every day. It just gets better every day. And the interesting thing is that after that experience in October where the Holy Spirit or my father whispered to me, I love you. For the next month or so, I focused in on that and my relationship. And I found myself in my confessions, neglecting even sometimes my Bible reading and other things, because I wanted that feeling. I wanted that relationship. I just was so hungry for that, that I, in a sense, became fixated on that. Mm. Thankfully, the Holy Spirit knows how to deal with us, because he basically, and I know Heidi loves this one, but he gave me a picture of a river, which he had done before, but he gave me a picture of a river flowing into a lake and flowing out of the lake, and showed me that the more water that flows into the lake and flows out of the lake, the purer the lake becomes. Mm-hmm. And he said, your life is no different than that. If you stop the outflow, if you get fixed on what you were hungering for and now feel like you have, you'll become stagnant like that lake would if we shut off the outflow. Mm-hmm. He said, in order to maintain a healthy relationship with me, you have to continually be taking in my word, but you've got to be giving that out too. You've got to move beyond this relationship, both in your intake and your outtake. Mm-hmm. And that's where a month or so ago, I came to Heidi and said, listen, my exact words, I think, if you think this is a horrible idea, just ignore it. I won't be offended. If you think it's a good idea, then I'm sure the Lord will take it where he wants to. But I asked her, is there a possibility that I can become involved with Revelation Within and begin to look at expanding the ministry to men? Because I'm a good example. We're in as much need of mind renewal. Mm-hmm. Well, Romans tells us that the way to transformation is by renewing our minds.
Yeah.
And I hope I'm a testimony to that.
Oh, yeah, but, you are.
Yes, you are.
But because of that process and how much it changed my life, my thinking is that if other people can be exposed to the simplicity of Mind Renewal 101 and taking the word in instead of just kind of glossing over it and personalizing it, that lives can be changed. And I want to be a part of that.
Yeah. And of course, my response was what, Tim? How would you categorize my response to your query?
Very enthusiastic. In fact, I think you had been waiting for me to come and ask you.
Yeah, I was doing backflips and I still am at the very thought of it. If you're ready, Tim, why don't we go there and talk about what do we have on tap? How are you going to be involved even more?
Well, the next step is probably upon my return from Europe at the end of June is to initiate a men's group, Mind Renewal 101, for a group of men.
Yep.
In some ways, the issues that we as men face are exactly the same as what the gals face. We just handle it differently. Mm-hmm. Most of us men are just as insecure and unsure of ourselves as any woman that's out there. Mm-hmm. But we do it. I've got to buck up. Well, do exactly what I've done for so many years. Take control and make sure if something's going to happen, we're going to make sure it happens. Mm-hmm. Whether we end up working 15, 20 hours, 6 and 7 days a week, we're just going to make it happen. Yeah. So we take control. I think it's based on the same insecurities, the same problems that we've got to make ourselves feel worth something.
Wow. Yeah. So we have a start date of June 26th. Does that still sound good to you?
That still sounds good to me. I'll just be off the plane, but it'll be a good one.
Wednesday nights at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, we're planning on launching a men's only except for a few minutes at the beginning where I'll say, hey, men's only Mind Renewal 101 class led by Tim. And we are eager to find out who else is going to join him, because he's going to be there even if there's just one other man to join him. But I think there's going to be a great response.
I think so, too. The other thing that I would add in my participation with Revelation Within is that I think all the glory goes to God. So even though I'm going to give Heidi some accolades here and Christina, is I think that the transformation between Thin Within and Revelation Within was a very God-inspired move.
I hope
and
so.
Because the principles of Mind Renewal 101 are in some ways so basic, but so transformative. And as I've joined Revelation Within and gotten to know Heidi and Christina, I think God is going to use this organization, this ministry, to bring some new life into his church.
I hope you're right. Could you address one other thing that you, I know you're a big fan of, and that is community. Could you share, because you're also involved in the community. You don't just take the classes, you're in the community too. RevWithin.team. Tell us about it.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because it's one thing that I did want to mention. I have been involved in, so to this point, mainly the Mind Renewal 101, but right from the beginning, I have gotten involved in the community, posting and listening and reading other people's posts and encouraging other people.
Yes.
And that has been probably had a just as much impact as the course itself, because you're involved in a community of people that you've never met in person, but you're getting to know from constant interaction with them that we have an important role to play in each other's lives. Mm-hmm. And that community is probably the most important part of Revelation Within, because we have the opportunity to affirm each other and to say, hey, you're not that bad. In fact, you're beautiful. In fact, you're beautiful and you're wonderful.
Oh,
and to see the transformation in other people's lives, like that is just absolutely, that's been one of the most rewarding things of being involved in this actual class group of Mind Renewal, is to see the same transformation that's happening in yourself happening in other people, and those aha moments where they just they come alive and start to express themselves. The community is absolutely a critical part of this ministry.
Yay.
Wow. Oh my goodness. My heart is melted.
Oh yeah. For anybody interested in learning more about how you can be involved in either the community and or classes, including the upcoming men's class, just visit revelationwithin.org and you'll see a menu there and you can find what we're offering right now. And that page has all the details about the community as well. Christina, do you have any questions you want to ask Tim at this point, or follow up on?
Yeah, just one more, I think. For someone out there, Tim, who's listening and just feels like, you don't know where I've been, you don't know what I've done, you don't know how deeply entrenched in these old patterns I am, is there any hope for me? What would you say to that person?
Well, I would have to say that what they need is a dose of what God sees them like. Because if we understand what our Heavenly Father sees in us and what His aspirations for us are, it's kind of the example that I used of me looking into the face of that little child. Yeah. There's no reason why I should appreciate that child or why I should be interested in that child, but there's something in the innocence of a child that draws your attention. But for me, when I look down into their face and see their smile and their response to me, there's a natural love and affection. And that's exactly what our Father sees us like. Mm-hmm. And it's not an easy process, with the exception of a few miracles. And I'm not beyond believing in miracles where God delivers a person from a vice or addiction instantly. But there's always hope as long as there is a Savior. There's always hope as long as there's a Savior. Mm-hmm. But we need other people in our lives. We need to develop tools in our lives that will allow us to understand who God is and who we are in relationship to God. One of my favorite tools has become who I am in Christ. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that if you go to our site, you can download that list of tools, or that list of things that you are in Christ. Mm-hmm. Because if you will take that and you will read it over and over and over, day after day, you will become convinced that you are special, that you are wonderful, that you are something to be valued. Mm-hmm. You just cannot help but hear God saying that you are a new creation, that you are His His dear child, that you are, that He has a plan for you, that He's adapted you. You can't listen to those kinds of things and not begin to change.
And they're all rooted in Scripture too. That's the really cool thing. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, Tim, so much. Yes, thank you.
Is there anything else that you would want to be sure the listeners heard before we wrap up?
Well, I would certainly extend an invitation, and I know that there will be other 101s that you can join. And one of my biggest desires, and I think I've expressed this to Heidi, so it's not probably going to be a surprise to her, is that hopefully in the near future we'll be able to introduce a couple's Mind Renewal 101.
Absolutely.
But I would encourage you, and men, I would encourage you to join me for the Mind Renewal 101 in June.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I believe that it'll absolutely transform your life. So if you're looking for a better relationship with your Father, with the Lord Jesus, if you're looking to hear from the Holy Spirit better than you do now, I would encourage you to join a Mind Renewal 101, because I can't see how you can take that course and not have your life transformed.
Oh, I love it, Tim. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing.
What an invitation. Beautiful.
Yeah, gosh, it's been such a joy to have you with us today. I mean, I can't stop smiling.
I know, me too. I can't stop smiling.
My goodness.
Well, I know that I've been touched many, many times during this conversation, and I know Heidi has been as well. And hopefully you have also been encouraged, you who are listening out there. We look forward to seeing you at our next episode of Revelation Within on the
Go! Thanks for being with us, Tim.
Thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure.